some good people that you'd buy it and drink it. It would, yeah, it would bring in the lower people that you don't want to associate with. Uh-huh. And,
I'm surprised they didn't have it at Rustin. I didn't know that.
No, it's always been dry.
Especially considering that
they've got the college
university there. You'd think that.
What they do, they just go over to Shreveport or go over to Monroe and get it and everything. But still, if they got to go that far to get it, it's just not going to be as much of it drank as it would be if they had it right there under them, you see.
Yeah, that's
probably true. And so, what everybody does is his business, you know. I mean, I don't drink, and my husband don't drink. But we don't condemn the fellow that does because it's his business, you know. But it's our business if we don't want it sold right under us, you know. So we are against it. Yeah, we're against it.
Do you ever hear a name for beer that you make at home?
Unless it's called Suds. They called it Suds. It's the only other name I've ever... I don't really know very much about... Well, see, my father was a teetotaler and my mother, and so... I really don't know very much, you know, haven't heard. I've lived a pretty sheltered life. Haven't heard very much like that.
Say something was cooking and it made a good impression on your nostrils. You'd say to someone, would you just...
Ooh, that smells good.
Or would you just... What that?
Smell of that.
Okay. And you'd say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is...
The real stuff.
But this is gin...
No, you wouldn't say genuine. You'd say, this is real.
Okay. Would you ever use the word genuine? What would you use that about?
Very seldom. I might say this is a genuine article, mm-hmm. if I was kind of kidding, you know, somebody. But most of the time, instead of saying genuine, people say real.
Mm-hmm.
This is real, you know.
And when you are buying something, say if you're buying something 200 or 300 pounds at a time, you say you're buying it in... Or when sugar was sold, weighed to you out of the barrel, they'd say it was sold how?
By the pound? I don't know. Now, that's a little before my day.
Did you ever hear in bulk?
By the gross, or in bulk. Yeah, bulk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that a word you'd still use now?
No. No. It's just by the pound is the only thing you would hear now. And I think when I was a child, it was by the pound.
Mm-hmm. A sweet spread you could put on toast or biscuits would be?
Well, syrup or honey.
Or jam.
Or jelly.
And what you'd season your food with?
Salt. And pepper. Salt and pepper.
And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you?
I want an apple.
Okay. And you tell someone, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
And you say, if you don't have any money at all, you say, you're not rich, you're...
You don't have any at all, you're broke.
Or you...
You're poor.
Okay. You say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child...
That was poorer than I was.
We're talking about the father. You say, next door was a child, what father was poorer?
Next door was a child whose father was poorer than than mine.
And... If you have a lot of peach trees, you say you have a peach
orchard,
and you'd ask someone if that's his orchard, and he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. He'd point to someone else and say,
it's his orchard,
or he's the man
that owns the orchard.
And the kind of animal that barks?
A dog.
If you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Sick him. I do that.
What kind of dog do you have?
It's not my dog, but it belongs to the neighbor, but she thinks she belongs to me. She stays in my yard, and she thinks she belongs to me so, you know, it's so real to her that she belongs to me that I can actually sick her on...